Life just got a little better, thanks to Merryman Earns.
The following information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. It is for informational and educational purposes only. You should always consult a qualified healthcare practitioner for all of your healthcare needs. Hello, this is Mike King with Merryman Herbs. It's a Better Life Show. And today we have with us again Dr. Vanessa Pavey. Hi, Dr. Pavey.
Hi, thanks so much for having me on again.
Oh, it's our pleasure. You're the education scientist and a naturopathic doctor. You work for Life Extension. Tell us just a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, so I did go to Bascier University in Kemah, Washington.
Awesome. That is just like the leading naturopathic, I think, university in the world.
It's a really good school.
Yes, it is. You must be really smart.
Oh, I wouldn't say that, but I really enjoy supplements.
Oh, I know you do. I know you do. Okay, so you've been in the industry for a number of years. You went to Bastyr. Tell us a little bit about Life Extension. It's one of my favorite companies. I know your quality is super high, but tell us a little bit more about Life Extension.
Yeah, Life Extension was founded in 1980, so we've been in business for 40 years. What drew me to the company was how grounded in research they really are.
Yes.
In fact, Life Extended started out as a newsletter before they ever started selling supplements to try to get health-related information out to the public. So that is a really amazing part of the company.
Yes, and the owner is, or I guess, I don't know if he's the owner, but he's the CEO or whatever, is Bill Falloon. And I know he was one of the big people to get the Shea passed so we can still sell supplements at inexpensive prices and have the federal regulations and so forth. So he really, really helped keep this industry going. And I think it had been up to some of the politicians, you'd have to be getting prescription for vitamin C and paying $200 or $300 a pill. So because of him, you can get all these wonderful products at a really great price. And again, your company is very science-based. It's absolutely phenomenal. Today, we're going to be talking about the plant ceramides. And I don't think a lot of people know about those. I don't even think they know what it's for. Plant ceramides are very well known for clinically reducing wrinkles. So ladies, bing, 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 and gentlemen too. But the ceramides are a phenomenal substance. I'll just put it to you that way right now because I think Dr. Pavey, you're going to be explaining all the details on it. But again, we're dealing with a plant ceramide, which is considered a phyto or plant ceramide. Tell us a little bit about where this is. We were talking off air. It's used in Japan and France. Tell us a little bit about where it's used and maybe a little bit of history on the product. How long has it been around and that kind of stuff?
Oh, absolutely. Now, ceramides are actually lipid molecules that are found naturally in our skin.
That's fat, right? Lipids are fat.
Yeah, like a fat kind of molecule.
Okay.
Exactly.
And so it's probably like oily. It probably looks like, and I know it looks like an oil because I take one every day. It's kind of like a little vitamin E pill, I think.
It is kind of an oil-based pill.
Okay.
That you, in fact, that's where we derive ceramides is from the oil of certain grains like wheat, rice, millet, corn.
Okay.
And what I find is fascinating is the ceramides found in these grains are actually bioidentical to what humans make in their skin.
Wow. Okay. So it's probably exactly. Again, sometimes when things are made synthetically, I get a little, and I know maybe you and I will agree to disagree on this, but I think sometimes bioidentical is really not always the way to go, particularly if it's made from synthetics. But when it comes to something natural that's naturally made in a living organism, I think there's even a better fit. I know, I think you disagree a little bit on that. I think you think, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, but don't you? A lot of people think that if it's bioidentical, it's bioidentical.
Yes, I'm of that stance. Because it's the same exact molecule, the body doesn't know if it was created in a laboratory versus derived from nature.
Right, but
so
see,
I
had an organic professor in college that explained about chemistry, and he said, "Don't ever fool yourself, because when there's any reaction, there's millions of others, and you can't always get everything out." So I learned from that, and I think when something comes from a true natural source, it's going to be better well suited. And I know today with the extraction processes and so forth, you're probably spot on. You know, I couldn't, like I said, I agree to disagree. I think in a lot of instances, there really is no difference. But I still err on the side of caution. And I do think when things are coming from like a natural source like this, I think it's even better than it coming from petroleum or something like that. That's just from that old adage of, you know, when there's a reaction, there's not just a simple like sodium and chloride when they combine to NaCl. There's a lot of other things too. But again, with the good extraction processes and things that we have today and DART technology analysis and so forth, we can really pretty much say, hey, this is the same.
Well, I'm glad that you brought up the extraction.
Yes.
Because, like, for example, wheat ceramides mm-hmm. are the ones that have quite a bit of research studies behind their use.
Yes.
Now, some people are very sensitive to wheat, especially the protein found in
wheat. Yeah. So how do you address that?
Yeah. Now, the ceramides that are used in the life extension product called mm-hmm. Skin Restoring Ceramides is technically a gluten-free product.
Awesome.
Because what we're doing is we're concentrating that lipid portion and removing those gluten proteins. So technically, there's less than 20 parts per million of gluten in the product.
There's now, probably more in the air. when you walk by the donut store or a bakery, you're probably getting more gluten in the air than you would in the product.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
But for those who are extremely sensitive, especially to wheat or even the wheat oils, mm-hmm. that may not be something for those people.
Sure.
But for those who are sensitive to gluten, now I'm not talking celiac since that's an autoimmune condition, but those
Correct.
Who are sensitive that create an inflammatory response with gluten, typically, like for example, myself, I try to stay away from gluten as much as possible.
Okay.
But I haven't had a problem with the Skin Restoring Phytoceramide products.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, my name's Mike. Give it to Mikey. He'll eat anything. I've never had a problem with this product. And again, another reason why we're talking about it today is I've been taking it, I think, for a couple years, and it's just absolutely, I don't really have any major wrinkles, and I'm over 100 years old, so I think it's helping me. I don't know. I wish I could do something about my girlish figure and lose some weight, but anyway, so this comes from wheat. You said it can come from other sources like maybe rice bran and so forth. I noticed that this is not just any old ceramides. It's the Ceratec registered trademark. And you said, again, tell me a little bit about where – I know you said it was used a lot in Japan, but it looks like it's coming from the P.L. Thomas Health Solutions and also a group in France. So was there a conglomeration or something or a group that put this together? Tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, well, in terms of it's just in terms of ceramides themselves,
uh-huh.
They've been utilized for a long time in Japan as part of beauty regimens.
Oh, okay.
So of course, the success of that has kind of caught the attention of Europe and the United States.
Okay.
There is a company in France that does create a nice concentrated ceramide product
mm-hmm.
From wheat called Ceratec.
Okay.
So that is a registered trademark, and that is the form that Life Extension uses.
Okay,
because
it's federally registered. It says it's a joint trademark, so it looks like a couple companies must have worked together on this, which is really interesting. And again, we've talked about this before. When something is branded, a lot of times there's a lot more studies, clinical studies. You're dealing with, again, a bioidentical, whatever exact molecule or exact compound, and they get it federally registered or trademarked. That's, you know, when we get into the different probiotics and so forth, a lot of times they'll have a little number and so forth on those, and those are talking about a very specific species. With a product like this, when it's registered trademark, that's showing you the very high quality. You know it's not a knockoff. You know it's the real stuff where the studies were done and where they had proof of it doing a lot of different things. So the ceramides are basically fat or an oil that comes from, and in this source, from wheat. It's gluten-free. I see that on the label. Of course, it's non-GMO. It does contain wheat, but again, being gluten-free, then you'll just have to, I guess, consult a qualified healthcare practitioner if you have any issues there. Now, it's got some other stuff. It says it's an oil extract from specific species of wheat. Is it Triticum vulgare?
Oh, great job. Yep.
Okay, I did it right. Okay. And it provides the glycolipids and the phytoceramides and the glycosylceramides. Glycosylceramides, I think. So it's got a lot of these phenomenal compounds. Was this used topically on the skin too?
I wouldn't necessarily open up the capsule and put it on your skin. I mean, you could do that, but here's why these ceramides work so nicely as an oral supplement.
Okay. So you would take a pill internally, and instead of putting that on your skin, why? Okay, you're going to tell us.
Yeah, because we want to make sure the ceramides get to the deeper layers of the epidermis. Because the skin is actually made up of quite a few different layers.
Oh, yeah.
So our two big layers are the dermis, which is more of that kind of portion that has like a lot of the collagen that we're very familiar with in terms of skin. But the other part of the skin is called the epidermis. It's the most outer layer of skin.
Okay.
Now, this is where the ceramides work. They're working primarily in the epidermis, but they start at the deeper levels and move up.
Okay.
So if we can get the ceramides internally through the dermis and up into those deeper layers of the epidermis, that's where we're going to get the best effects.
Okay. So, in other words, you have your muscle, and then you have what I think is called a hypodermis, a fat layer, the dermis, the epidermis, which is the outer skin. This particular product is one of these things that likes to, I think, hydrate, but not really, because it's a skin hydration. I think that's a complicated mechanism. So, but it in the studies that I'm reading, it really does have a lot of. There's a lot of skin hydration. So they're a natural fat molecule or an oil, and they help to preserve the youthful-looking skin, and they help with the skin's water-retaining properties, right?
Oh, well, here's how it works.
Okay, please tell us.
It helps with the water-retaining properties, because the skin cells, if we think of those as like bricks, and we think of the ceramides as the mortar.
The mortar, okay.
Yeah, it's actually helping to keep the skin cells tightly together. They hold them together.
Okay.
So if the skin cells are held tightly together, that way we can keep the moisture in our body without it evaporating.
Okay. So it almost helps to form a better seal for the skin and keep that moisture in. Now, I'm reading here that it increases the skin hydration for 75% of the women after 4 weeks, and 90% of them, it increased their skin hydration after 12 weeks. Oh, everybody, ladies, particularly, listen to this. Visibly reduced wrinkles around the eyes, crow's feet, for 88% of the participants after 12 weeks. So this isn't going to happen overnight, but if you continue to take it, it's going to, I guess, maybe gently help with the wrinkles. It also says it helps to improve the radiance. And that would make sense, wouldn't it, Dr. Pavey? Because, I mean, you've got all that moisture in there now.
Yeah, the moisture helps to kind of create that plumpness to the skin. Usually I say give it a good 8 weeks, consistent 8 weeks.
Okay.
But the best results were found in the studies at 12 weeks.
Okay, so about 3 months. I mean, you didn't get wrinkles overnight. They're not going to go away overnight, but it's more, I think it's instead of one of these plumpers that, you know, you put the lotions you put on your skin and so forth and underneath your eyes, and okay, it's good for 12 hours or 8 hours, and then you go back. Sometimes it makes it even worse. You wake up, you're like, what did I do yesterday? Yeah, I put that stuff on, now I look even worse, and I got to use more of it. But I guess it improved the radiance and reduced dullness around the eye area after 8 weeks, and it visibly reduced wrinkles through week 20, and this is what's interesting, even after they discontinued the supplementation, so there's long-term benefits. Again, I just take one every day just because I think it helps me to overall maybe look a little bit better. I know it's got a lot of other properties too. It's very, very, very good for your skin, itchiness and all that. This is some of the things I think, and we can talk about this, but it helps with roughness, uniformity of complexion, facial skin hydration, leg skin hydration. Oh, there you go. Suppleness. So it makes your skin a little more supple. Itchiness. I think there's a lot of people. I was reading that it's very beneficial for the dermatitis. I don't know. Is it even good for psoriasis? How does it work in that area? Is there some improvement in there?
Well, I'm going to try to avoid talking about medical
medicine. Oh, I know. I put you on the spot. I know. But
here's how the ceramides work.
Okay.
They actually work on two different levels. The first one is the one we talked about, the hydration level, where I really like the word you used, it, feel. It helps to create that protective feel.
Yeah.
But also, ceramides can also modulate the activity of an enzyme that breaks down elastin.
Yeah,
elastin is those kind of elastic fibers that are found in the skin that give the skin its suppleness and flexibility. Aged skin tends to have less elastin or broken elastic.
I got a thing right now. Remember the test when you like pinch your skin and see how quickly it goes back? Is that the elastin test? Is that the right one? Like you take a piece of skin and pinch it, and if it doesn't pop back right away, then your elastin levels are low, is like a home test?
I've actually heard of that one for more of like a hydration, you have enough fluid in your body.
Okay.
But we could actually extrapolate some information about that kind of recoil of the skin, which is what the elastin fibers do as well. We want to make sure that the skin has that flexibility and recoil.
Right.
When the skin looks kind of almost like crepey, overstretched. It tends to be the kind of that breakdown of the elastin.
Okay.
So to have that suppleness to the skin, we want to make sure that the elastin fibers are not being overbroken down by that enzyme, which of course the ceramides can modulate that activity of that enzyme.
Okay, that's interesting. So that's the function of it. But I'm reading here that scientists have found that using topical creams and increasing ceramide content in the skin alleviated atopic dermatitis in children and adults. And it also relieved contact dermatitis, either caused by an allergen or irritant, in patients more than the topical treatments alone. So it's something maybe you could add into a regimen. And then I also noticed here, too, that people that have a lot of dermatitis have a higher level of the Staphylococcus aureus on the skin, and it seems that ceramides help to protect against the damage that those particular bad bacteria on the skin can do. So that's coming from the science here. And again, I guess ceramides are very essential for the skin's barrier function and moisture content. So that's their natural lipids, their natural fats. Our body makes them. Again, it's one of those things that helps to help with the wrinkles, the dryness, infections, skin diseases, all of this. And it's wheat derived. I think it's really a phenomenal product here. It's one of those things. How much do you need to take? Is it more better, less better? How much should we take of this product? And how often?
Well, there have been several different dosings used in the research studies. There were some that were using 200 milligrams of the ceramide extract and 350 milligrams.
Mm-hmm.
What we were finding is, based on the couple studies that had used the 350 milligrams, that was the dosing that we found to give the best results.
Okay.
You could potentially take more, but you may not get additional benefit.
So there's there's like a bell curve then. So at 350 milligrams, you get the most bang for your buck, in other words?
Correct. But then again, science is always evolving. We may end up changing the dose in the future based on upcoming research studies. But so far, what we're seeing is 350 milligrams a day is the ideal dosing.
Okay. So just one a day. And I guess if you wanted to get really fancy, maybe one in the morning and one in the evening, if your skin's really dry and you think you need to replenish. And then, again, I'm reading in the studies, though, even after you stop taking this, there's a long-term effect. So it's not like one of these plumpers or anything like that where you get immediate hydration and it goes away right away. It's actually adding a nutritional constituent into the skin. And you said it's helping to block like an enzyme, and it helps with this basically bad bacteria on your skin, and really is it's actually healing. I guess we could say it's healing from the inside out as far as its mode of action.
Yeah, that's how I like to look at our bodies.
Oh, yeah.
Because, we can talk about, specific health concerns, but really what it comes down to is health. We want healthy skin.
Mm-hmm.
And really what creates healthy skin is making sure that we have that strong epidermal barrier that is being provided by ceramides. In fact, that lipid barrier is composed of up to 50% ceramides, which is why it's such an important piece.
Okay, so it's a major, major compound in the skin that I don't think people really knew about. And I'm seeing here that they did a study on the arms of individuals, the hydration increased by over 35% compared to the placebo group. So it looks like this product is very well studied. Again, I think we could say that there was improvement with facial skin, hydration, leg skin hydration, suppleness, roughness. uniformity of complexion, itchiness, and the overall state of the skin. I don't know if we can claim a fountain of youth or anything like that, but it really looks like this product is very beneficial. I know a lot of my customers have been taking it. I've been taking it. I don't think I'm getting any older any faster. Yeah, I don't really have any wrinkles. So I'm an old man. Again, everybody's like, oh, you look so young. So maybe it's from the ceramides, right?
Well, I mean, a lot of us forget. I mean, our skin is an organ.
Yes, it is.
Metabolic organ.
The largest one. Yes.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So keeping that organ healthy is so important. And here's what's interesting. If we keep our skin healthy and we create that nice barrier, that epidermal barrier, mm-hmm. and support it with ceramide, healthier skin translates into, you know, better temperature regulation, better vitamin D synthesis.
Yeah, that's right.
Sensory input, all of those wonderful things that this organ provides for us. Oh, yeah. And if we have those stronger barriers, remember our skin is also part of our immune system.
Yes.
That if we have those strong barriers, then we're less susceptible to bugs getting in.
Right. Infection and all of that. Okay. That's probably why they were saying that it helped with the overall state of the skin. And there are some additional findings. There was a big clinical trial that demonstrated very impressive results, and it showed that plant ceramides can actually reverse age-related wrinkling and dryness. So I think that's phenomenal. So if you do have some wrinkles and so forth, I think this product would be very beneficial to at least give it a try and see what happens. But they were taken daily and compared to a placebo. It's this oral ceramide extract. They did it for 12 weeks. I guess everybody needs to realize they need to probably take this product for 3 or 4 months before they decide that, oh, no, it's not doing anything. But the ceramide extract increased skin hydration for 75% of the women after only 4 weeks. It increased skin hydration for 90% of the women after 12 weeks. Visibly reduced wrinkles around the eyes, the crow's feet. And I know I've got a lot of my customers that are really, you know, that's one of the big things that they want to try to reduce. It did that for 88% of the participants after 12 weeks. Visibly reduced wrinkles through 20 weeks, a full 8 weeks after they stopped taking the ceramides. So it shows long-term benefits, and it improved the radiance and reduced dull. I think they're going to be knocking my door down. It improved radiance, reduced dullness around the eye area only after 8 weeks compared to the placebo. It reduced the wrinkle visibility 3 times compared to the placebo, and there was nearly 3 times the improvement in facial skin hydration and 5 times the improvement in skin radiance compared to the placebo. Oh, my goodness. And it's not very expensive, and it's a little pill that you can take every day, right?
Oh, I would take it every day with food.
Okay.
Be the best way to take it.
Why?
But I'm really
Why with food?
Oh, because it is a lipid.
Okay, yeah.
Product, so
and we talked about that before. Yeah, I've talked about that with other people on the show here. Fats are much better digested with food, like fish oils. They always say take fish oil with your breakfast or with your meal, correct?
Correct. To aid in the absorption, absolutely.
That's awesome. Okay, again, there's a lot of skin disorders that have been basically tied to this decrease in ceramides, some of them being psoriasis, atopic dermatitis, red and itchy skin, and the ceramides are very, very, very good for that. Is there anything else that you want to add about this particular phenomenal product for your skin?
Well, when we're supporting that barrier, like, for example, if I'm talking with someone that says, you know, I'm constantly itching mm-hmm. and my skin is irritated, mm-hmm. oftentimes I'm thinking, if we think of the skin as having like these microscopic cracks because we don't have
yes.
enough of that mortar
yes.
holding the skin cells together, that's going to create a lot of irritation to the skin. So if we bring back into those ceramides to help create a stronger mortar for the skin and create
right.
that nice seal, that's going to create less loss of hydration and less irritation that mm-hmm. can result from that loss of hydration. In fact, I'm glad we're having this conversation because oftentimes when we think of what can we do to support healthy skin?
Yes.
You know, a lot of times we're jumping to the collagen supporting product.
Right. Yes. Fabulous. Everybody does that. Yes.
Yeah, which is actually helping quite a bit of that dermal layer.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
You want to support the dermis, but we can't forget the epidermis as well, because that's
okay.
what this piece is actually supporting.
Wow. Could we think of this as like the wax polish that we put on our car to keep it really shiny and protected, maybe? Would that be a good analogy?
I love the analogy. Yeah. I think that's great.
Yeah, yes. It's the wax. Put the wax on your skin and you'll be beautiful forever. So yeah, I'm thinking too, you know, I don't know, I'm probably going to throw you under the bus here, but could this be used like with a dog, an itchy dogs? You know, sometimes they get hot spots and they itch. Is there any research or studies on that where maybe you could supplement with a pet? I know cats wouldn't even know about, because you got to be real careful with them because they're true carnivores. A lot of times we don't use the herbs or the supplements and they have to be very, very carefully tested. But is this something maybe that you could use for pets? Have you guys done, do you know any research on it?
Not personally. I haven't looked into kind of the veterinary portion of kind of the skin. It would be best if you wanted to use it with your pet to talk with your veterinarian.
Okay. Yeah. A lot of times they don't know. Some of them are good, but a lot of times they don't know about the supplements as much. But anyway, this particular product is very, very good for moisturizing the skin. And I think, you know, and we're going to be coming on into the winter here pretty soon. And a lot of people get a lot of different skin conditions in the winter because they get so dry. And back in the day, I'd be like, you know, you've got to get more oil in your skin. Maybe you need more, you know, fish oil or flax oil or one of the good oils that we have. And a lot of people would get benefit from that. But this is absolutely the oil, I think, that is missing. And again, because it makes up so much of that skin barrier. So maybe just supplementing with this, you'll get a phenomenal result with that. Now, is this also, does this help with any type of moisturization, lubrication for like the internal endothelial linings, dry mouth, anything, your eyes? Is there any studies on that? I'm kind of curious.
Not that I've come across. Most of the studies are done primarily with the epidermis, layers of the skin.
Just the skin. Yeah, that's what I'm seeing. But I would think it might, you know, if it's going to help with that, it might help with all of the epidermal layers and the endothelial layers. You know, it would make sense. It wouldn't hurt.
Well, in terms of making sure that things are staying kind of, like, for example, lubricated, like, you know, eye lubrication, I might choose more of the omega-3 fat.
Yeah, the omega-7s. Yes, like sea buckthorn, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I would kind of focus on that portion if we're looking for, like, yeah, the, like, especially like eye lubrication.
Right.
But yeah, the ceramides, in terms of supporting the barriers of the skin, I mean, that would work really well with, like, for example, collagen support.
Okay.
I would do them together.
Okay. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, Dr. Pavey. Hey, guess what?
Oh, no, we're out of time.
Yeah, we're out of time. It goes so fast. Yes, it does. Well, thank you for all the great information. So we have a product here. It's very inexpensive. It's a one a day. I think it's the Veggie Cap, if I remember correctly, and it's called the Rejuvenating Skin Ceramides from Life Extension, and it's absolutely phenomenal. Hey, thanks for all the information today.
Yeah, it's 30 liquid vegetarian capsules.
Okay.
And the product is called Skin Restoring Ceramides.
Thank you. All right.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure.
If you would like to listen to this show again, go to merryman.com/radio. That's MARIMANN.com.
Merryman Herbs, 1405 Merryman Lane, Decatur, Illinois, or give us a call at 217-429-1555. You can find us on the web at www.merryman.com.
Life just got a little better thanks to Merryman Herbs.